Hi there, it's Cindy from CindyMayMarketing.com with a heartfelt, warm welcome to 3 simple strategies to help you gain clarity and confidence in marketing your business with influence, impact, and most importantly, results. I'm thrilled you're here, and my hope is that the time we spend together today in this audio training will be insightful and useful for you as you learn about my work and how you can apply the strategies that I'll be sharing so that you can market your business in a way that, of course, generates results, but also makes you feel really good and empowered and positive about the way you are marketing your business. I believe marketing is essential to the success of anything we do, both in business and life. Honestly, whether we realize it or not, we are all marketers. In our day-to-day lives, we are always selling something. Whether it's getting your kids to eat more fruits and veggies or convincing your husband the vacation package to Europe is a good deal, or getting a friend or coworker to agree to do things as you've proposed, we are always selling, but we just don't look at it that way, and that's okay. No one wants to think their life is all about sales, right? The point I'm trying to make here is that by way of human nature, who we are and how we are designed, marketing and sales is part of our makeup. It allows us to get our point across, communicate our wants and needs, and get what we want. So however it is you got here today, with whatever reasoning that prompted you to click on the link that has you listening to me now, I promise what you'll learn today will help you both personally and professionally. Whether life and business are great and you're just looking for a little wisdom and reinforcement to add to your marketing mix, or if things are maybe messy in your business and you're looking for guidance and new direction that will get you back on track, I can assure you, you're in the right place. And the reason I can say that is because I've spent the last 20 years of my life living and learning about what it takes to market meaningfully so that the end result amounts to what you're really looking for. Over the years, I've been able to work with hundreds of individuals and mission-driven businesses and organizations that have helped shape this solid marketing approach that I so believe in. And I'm thrilled to be sharing with you today, knowing firsthand the power and profits it can add to your business. And yes, I'm still on a journey, just like you. I don't have all the answers, and I will never pretend to. I continue to make mistakes, but my commitment remains sound. I'm here to serve. I know that in the depths of my heart and soul. My company has been built with passion and purpose to do what I believe is most important. We are each designed with special gifts, and because of the gifts we were given, we must do good with them. My chief aim in life is to help people find clarity and confidence in their purpose and place in this world through their work. And once they discover what that is, the world needs to know. And that's why I believe marketing is so incredibly important. It's why I do what I do, and honestly, I can't imagine doing anything else. Let me share a little bit about my background so that all makes sense. I grew up in a small town in New Mexico. Life was simple and fun, and my parents were absolutely amazing. My dad worked for the railroad night and day around the clock to provide for our family. And I think it's where I get my work ethic. My mom, she worked part-time for the school district, mainly because she wanted to be sure she had time off when my brother, sister, and I weren't in school. She never, I think never, ever missed a recital, a sporting activity, or any special event that we were involved in. And let me tell you, that was a lot. But I think it's where I get my dedication and devotion to family. I was the oldest and first to graduate with a college degree in my family, and that was a pretty big deal. But it was tough on my parents. Although I earned scholarships and worked summer jobs like waitressing at a truck stop, yes, I did that, graveyard shift in fact, it was a financial strain on my parents. But like the majority of parents, they wanted more for me. A higher education that would provide greater opportunities for me to succeed. That's how they saw it, and they did all they could for me. They supported me, encouraged me, and sometimes even pushed me a bit of a tough love push. I graduated with a degree in marketing and public relations, and they were so incredibly proud. I'll never forget the moment, hugging my parents with my diploma in hand, and to say the least, it was a really awesome day. My degree has certainly served me well, but honestly, looking back, I believe it was how my parents helped me find my way, through discipline and encouragement, support, and of course, love. That had the greater impact on my life. It's where the foundation of the work I do today was built. I love seeing people succeed because it connects me to such deep feelings of love and pride and joy that my parents expressed as I achieved greater success. So I know, without a doubt, this is what I'm meant to do. I'm really proud to say that I run a business that empowers people to share their gifts and market their business so that the world is aware of what they do and why they do it. It allows me to essentially pass on the love and help others succeed like my parents helped me succeed. And with my heart connected to my business in that way, we've helped organizations like Goodwill increase the awareness of the services they offer to employ people with disabilities and other barriers to work, United Way fundraising campaigns to help those who need food, shelter, and financial support. We've also helped retail establishments with a mission to bring happiness and health to their customers through the products they offer, and even entrepreneurs with innovations, products, and services that enhance people's lives. I'm really proud of the results we've helped others create because of the measurable difference it has made in people's lives. So no matter what kind of business you have, if you have a mission to serve others through your product, your program, or service, then the marketing strategies that I'll be sharing with you today will help you. But before we really get started, I need you to pause for a moment and think about something. Marketing as we know it is anything we do to get people to do what we want them to do, right? It's defined as the total of activities involved in the transfer of goods from the producer or seller to the consumer or buyer. That's how it reads in the dictionary. It's the end result that will benefit our business or our cause that we're looking for. And for that very reason, marketing is often viewed as a bad thing. Right from the get-go, as a business owner, you're facing perceptual pushback when you market your business. But today, I'm hoping to shift that perspective for you so that you embrace a different mindset about marketing that I know firsthand will elevate the success of your business. In order to do that, however, you must be open-minded and willing to make the shift and apply what you learn. Knowing something conceptually is one thing, but living it, embodying it, and doing it consistently is altogether different. I don't want the time you spend listening to this audio training to be wasted time, and I'm sure you don't either. You're here for a reason, I'm sure of it. Because here's the thing, for some reason you were exploring options, looking for a way to enhance, shift, or change your marketing, and you landed here. And guess what? That makes you a super smart and savvy business person. You're aware of the truth in your business, and you're proactively looking for ways to make it better. Instead of making excuses, blaming others, or the world around you, you stepped up and didn't give up. You're here and you're ready to move forward. So if you know nothing more than you have a business, you have a mission to serve others, and people need to know about it so you can succeed in your service to them through your business, then tune in. You're in the right place at the right time. As long as you follow the strategies in this training, as long as you stay connected to your heart, following and doing what you know is best for you and your business, you will succeed. It might not be easy, but I promise you it will be worth it. As Thomas Watson said, to be successful, you have to have your heart in your business and your business in your heart. I believe if you've come this far in this audio training, you have your heart in your business and your business in your heart. And what does that mean? You will succeed. Okay, let's get started. Grab a notebook and pen and let's go ahead and dive in. Today, I've promised to share with you three simple strategies that'll give you clarity and confidence to begin marketing with influence, impact, and results. Now, the first two elements of this training, clarity and confidence, are key to the success of the others, influence, impact, and results. It's critical that we start with these two elements so that we are sure to powerfully position the success of your next steps. I'm going to give you one of my go-to guides that will help you set the foundation for clarity in your work and confidence in your marketing actions. And finally, we're going to talk about how to influence the actions of your clients and customers without any kind of bait and switch. The impact factor is the key to this step, and they both go hand in hand in generating results. It's a powerful marketing strategy that is often overlooked. And the best part is, it's easy, with an added bonus that makes you feel pretty darn good about what you're doing too. The reason I'm so excited to share all of this with you today is because so many businesses are misinformed and honestly misguided when it comes to marketing their business. There are beliefs that it's hard, it's expensive, it's manipulative, and not anything they'll enjoy doing, but they figure they have to do it. Those beliefs are not only disempowering and limiting, they're costly. They cost time and money, and the truth is they simply don't have to. Without realizing it, many businesses are stonewalling their success with these limiting marketing beliefs, and it's incredibly unfortunate. Anyone with a dream, a purpose, and a passion should realize success, and marketing is key to making that happen. Yes, I know there are sometimes external forces that slow us down and in some instances really knock us down. When I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2014, it most certainly slowed me down and impacted my business. The difference, however, in those who succeed and those who don't when faced with any kind of challenge, personal, professional, or otherwise, is truly a matter of perspective. The question that needs to be asked is, do you believe you are a victim of the circumstances you're faced with? A bad economy, not enough money to market your business, not enough time or knowledge to invest in marketing, or maybe in my case, how to keep a business alive while battling cancer? Or are you committed to focusing on the things you can control without blaming others or the world around you? What can you do better, more efficiently, more effectively, and more proactively to position yourself for success? That's the mindset shift that makes all the difference, not only in business, but in life too. And my sense is that you already know this, but it does beg the question that requires an honest answer to yourself. Where you stand right now in your business, good, bad, or otherwise, are you feeling like a victim of your circumstances, or are you focused on what you can control and therefore committed to moving forward? Whatever the answer might be, let me share something that will help pull you forward. It's part of strategy number one that is so incredibly important to the future of your business and your success. So here it is. Here's the question. Why does your business exist? What's the reason you're doing what you're doing? I know it sounds simple, but it must be defined in order to provide the clarity you need to commit to making it happen. If the answer is superficial and not deeply rooted in your heart and soul, I promise you, it's going to be a hard road to travel. It's where so many people stumble and fall on the road to success. Without digging deep enough and connecting to a passionate purpose in the work they do, day-to-day motivation becomes a roller coaster ride with more downs than ups. I'm sure many of you are aware of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. As part of a mastermind group I was in, we read the book and discussed each of his strategies and how they could apply to the success of our own businesses. And this is where the impact of clarity really came to life for me. With strategies and disciplines revealed of over 500 exceedingly wealthy people like Andrew Carnegie and Woodrow Wilson, Mary Kay Ash, and even Bill Gates and Michael Jordan, to name just a few of them, one of the most foundational elements of their success was defined as definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants and a burning desire to possess it. By defining what Napoleon Hill calls a definite chief life aim, purpose becomes power that drives thoughts and actions to achieving our most heartfelt desires. Developing a definite chief life aim statement will without a doubt provide you with the clarity you need and in fact must have to achieve success. It will be like your business compass and this guiding light, helping you to decide what to do, when to do it, and even how to market your business. So, now's the time. Time to dig a little deeper, reveal your definiteness of purpose, and allow clarity to be your driving force. I know it might take a little time, reflection, and deep thought to fully tap into your definite chief aim in life and how it can and will be played out in your business and the work that you do, but please don't overlook this step. Remember, it's one of those steps along the road of success where so many people stumble. Here's your opportunity to clear the path, stumble no more, and march on to success. So, please go ahead and do it now. Pause this audio training right now and define your definiteness of purpose. I promise taking the time to do it right now will pull you forward and be the guiding light to your success. It's proven in the lives of so many who have succeeded. And I know that you want that. You wouldn't be here right now if you didn't. So be brave and commit now to defining your definiteness of purpose so that you have the power and clarity driving every decision you make in your business. And as a reminder, here are the questions you need to answer. Why does your business exist? What's the reason you're doing what you're doing? And from there, you'll be able to develop your definiteness of purpose. Just one sentence that describes your chief life aim. I shared mine with you earlier in this recording as something you might want to reference. If you need a little writing prompt, go ahead and start with this. I do what I do because, and then fill in the blank. All right, hit pause and do it now. All right, welcome back. If you didn't pause and do the exercise, please stop and do it now. Don't stonewall your success. There is absolute magic and power in defining your definiteness of purpose and writing it down. And if you need a little more encouragement to go back and do the exercise, studies show that people are 42% more likely to take action, to take hold and internalize and focus and realize and even achieve the things they aim for by just writing it down. Like I said before, anyone with a dream, a purpose, and a passion should realize success. This is your business and your life, and defining your chief life aim is the power that will pull you forward each and every day. So please make the most of the time you're investing right now. Okay, now it's time to move on to strategy number two, and here's the deal. It comes as an added bonus to the work you did in defining your chief life aim. Now that you are clear about the true purpose and meaning of your business, the second strategy comes boldly to life, and that is confidence. It begins to naturally come forth in your words, your actions, management of your business, and even your marketing. You see, there is an undeniable congruency between clarity and confidence. Like I said, they go hand in hand, and when you channel that power into marketing your business and creating awareness, interest, and desire about the product or service you have to offer, it becomes almost effortless. Now, that's not to say the tactical elements of marketing are easy. You still need to focus on finding and implementing the right tactics and developing the right marketing mix. And the truth is, those elements are always changing, and they always will be. As a business owner, it's part of your responsibility to be aware of marketing trends, what's working, what's not, and most importantly, what's best for your business. But regardless of the time, the place, or trend, you will always be positioned perfectly when you hold tight to the clarity and confidence you possess in knowing your business exists for a reason, a personal mission, a definite purpose you were designed to fulfill. And with that knowing, guess what happens? The marketing mind shift. You will no longer view marketing as a bad thing. It's not manipulative or hard. It's not pushed to the side and avoided in your business. Instead, it becomes enjoyable and even fun. Something to look forward to with excitement and joy. I know that might sound a little crazy, especially if you've been holding on to those limiting marketing beliefs I mentioned earlier. But with your newfound clarity and confidence, Marketing is simply the means by which you will be able to serve more people and make a difference in the world through the awareness of the work you do in your business. Now, how does that feel? Pretty darn good, I hope. That leads us to the final strategy that ties the elements of marketing with influence, impact, and results together. And the best part is, it's pretty easy to step into this strategy because you are you. So what does that mean? Well, because you are uniquely you, no one can and will be able to run a business like you do. Sure, you might have a business that offers products and services that are similar or maybe even the same as many others. A yoga studio, a Facebook ad training program, a car dealership, or one of the many Boys and Girls Clubs across the nation. It doesn't matter what it is. The fact is, because of your life experiences, your values, beliefs, education, and many other contributing factors that make you, you, that's what sets your business or the way you do business apart from all others. But there is yet another limiting marketing belief that holds back the enormous power of being authentic in one's business. It's the belief in maintaining a personal and business divide, not allowing oneself to truly be authentic in their business. For many, business authenticity is resisted because it requires a deeper level of accessibility and ultimately vulnerability. But here's why it's so important and powerful too. As a business in need of people's response, or in other words, in need of sales, connection is essential. It's what will attract and retain customers, and that's what you need to build and grow your business, right? Closing the gap on that connection comes by way of being real so that you establish a high trust relationship with your customers that keeps them coming back and telling others about you. That's where the greatest percentage of growth occurs in any business. And it simply can't be done with lasting effect if you're not authentic in all that you say and do, both personally and professionally. The thing that prompts people to respond, to buy, to invest, or to engage comes from our genuine desire to connect. I love the way Dr. Brené Brown, research professor at the University of Houston Graduate College of Social Work, brings this concept to life. She describes vulnerability as the birthplace of joy, creativity, and love. Brené said, "Connection is why we are here. It gives purpose and meaning to our lives. We must allow ourselves to be really seen, and that means we must be vulnerable. It allows us to be seen and still be assured of our worth, regardless of what our truths are. Vulnerability allows us to be able to make deep, worthwhile connections with other people, and that's hard to break once established." Now, I realize that statement takes the concept of authenticity and connection as it relates to marketing to a much deeper level, but my hope is it communicates the power you hold in being you, being real, being authentic in your business, and how authentic connection, as described by Brené, is hard to break once established. That kind of power connection will amount to greater profitability in your business too, and that I hope really gets your attention. So many people get caught up in marketing their business according to trends, the way others are doing it, or positioning their product or service just like all the others because that's what marketing experts are telling us to do. They're saying, do it this way, design it that way, and market it this way. Then when it all flops, we begin to wonder, what the heck went wrong? I did it just like everyone else. Why didn't it work? Listen, I know firsthand how hard it is to embrace authenticity when, as a business owner, there is this unrelentless competitive pull that has us looking at how others are marketing their business, especially those who seem to be doing really well, and then believing if it's working for them, then I should do it just so I'm not left behind. Like, I totally get that. Let me share a little personal example of my own to help illustrate the importance of business authenticity. When I first launched my business, I followed a set of standards or guidelines just like I'm offering you here. I was working hard to establish myself as a respected and valued business and marketing professional. It was a good start, and the guidelines were incredibly helpful. But somewhere along the way, I got lost. my following soon became modeling and copying those I wanted to be like. And before long, I was trying to operate my business exactly like they did. My words, my actions, my marketing, and my messaging were all being developed as a mirror image of someone other than myself. I lost myself as I followed, and my business, well, it fell flat. I wasn't connecting to my audience because I wasn't being authentic. Potential business clients could sense it, and honestly, so could I. Thankfully, with my intuitive sense that things were off track, along with the need and desire to grow my business, I realized I had to do business my way. I could take what I learned, apply it, and shape it into a business that was congruent with my beliefs, my values, my expertise, and my voice. A business that was authentic and truly reflective of me. And the best part of all this was the ease in which I was able to authentically step into my way of doing business when and only when I decided to boldly be me in my business. It was just a matter of channeling all that I knew and truly believed into how I did business. The rewards that followed once I committed to being authentic in my business were greater connection and respect from those I wanted to connect with because they could clearly see and sense my sincerity to serve them. And as a result, my business grew and so did my confidence. It was awesome. So to help you pull all these marketing strategies together with the power of authenticity, I have what I call my daily business authenticity action checklist. I know that's a mouthful, but I want to share this with you. I promise it will add to your performance and profits as a business owner when you truly commit to adding these daily actions to your business. All you have to do is go to www.cindymaymarketing.com/P(download)1 to get my complimentary checklist and then take the time to do the work so that all these marketing strategies come to life in your business. Without a doubt, they work. I know this personally in the success of my business and by way of the results of the hundreds of individuals and mission-driven businesses just like you that we have helped with these exact marketing strategies. So your personal results, my friend, will be found as you implement or strengthen these solid marketing strategies in your business. Results that improve your performance and profits while making you feel good, empowered, and positive about the way you market your business. So as a brief summary, here's what you've learned. Defining your definite chief life aim will provide you with the clarity needed to market your business with passion and purpose. Confidence clears the way to market your business with meaning. It's where the marketing mind shift takes place and you grab hold of the idea that marketing is not a bad thing. It's the process that allows you to generate greater awareness and serve more people. And lastly, you learned about the power of authenticity, how and why it's important to the performance and profits of your business. And with access to my daily business authenticity action checklist, you have what you need to blend each of these marketing strategies together with influence, impact, and results. Thank you so very much for spending your valued time with me today. If you'd like to stay connected and learn more about meaningful marketing strategies that I only share with those who are part of my Meaningful Marketing Insider Group, go to Facebook and like my Cindy May Marketing page, or just give me a follow on Twitter. Keep on keeping on. With a dream, a mission, and purpose to serve others through your business, you will succeed. Boldly be you, and all will be well.